Well, Grant, give me your assessment of that then tonight.
Yeah, really, really disappointed, frustrated, angry. I just said to the lads in the changing room there, that was embarrassing. What I just witnessed there was no... the goals, I mean, there's no one tracking runners. A couple of balls on the edge of the box, just cutbacks, nobody reacting to them. We were embarrassing. There's no two ways about it.
Was that a mentality thing? People up for the game, finding it difficult to play in front of a small crowd? Can you find reasons?
I take the full responsibility for it. I changed the team. I'm the manager. Maybe the players aren't as good as what I think. That's what I just said to them in the change room. Some of them, that's the bottom line. I'd be fearful for a few of them in there tomorrow, that their phones may ring and they'll be shipped out on loan. That's what I just said to them. I can't accept that. If we want to be successful this year, we can't accept performances like that. There's no way.
Because there was a few in there tonight that had a great chance to sort of stake a claim.
Stake a claim. It's a game at home. I feel sorry for the fans who turned out to watch that performance. That's what I feel sorry for. But what I will say, the three positives for me was Dion Moore, who come on and I thought looked really, really good. Young Morgan come on, done well, put a good shift in. And Leonardo come on and done well again. So them three were the positive. Tom Nichols worked really hard, I thought. But apart from that, just not good enough.
You wanted minutes into Taffazzoli's legs, of course, him making his comeback tonight.
Yeah, that was important to get Taffy. He hasn't played since the first game of the season. Hard for me to judge him on that performance. More minutes for Jermaine coming back from injury. But like you say, I can't stand here and give you any positives really from that performance apart from the three or four that I mentioned.
Mm. It's a pride thing as well, isn't it? You don't want to lose any game of football, particularly in front of your home supporters.
No, definitely. I mean, we were just not at the races. We couldn't get close to them. We couldn't, we were way off them. I actually believe that I don't know why, because we never said anything else before the game, but I think we believed in that this was going to be an easy game. I think we played with arrogance, which frustrated me. Norwich didn't. They were ruthless in front of the goal, and that was the bottom line.
And a lot of those players out there, you're going to need, aren't you, in this League One campaign? Or you would have thought you'd need, because there'll be injuries at some point. Some of them will have to stand up.
They will. But they'll be standing in their team, not with six or seven changes. That's a difference. A team who can easily be in the top seven in this league, as we've proved already. But I was I don't know how to put it into words, to be honest. It was just a frustrating performance. The lack of, I think the biggest thing is the arrogance that we showed, which has frustrated me. I thought some of our players just played with real arrogance, and they're fine in possession but didn't want to do the dirty work.
I've got to ask you about signings in the goalkeeper situation. That's quite pertinent, isn't it, at the moment? That would be a big priority for you.
Yeah, we're on the verge of one. He should hopefully be announced tomorrow. That's definitely a priority for us. So that'll be good that we can get another keeper in tomorrow.
I know you can't, or you won't want to go into details with Ben, because as I said in the statement, it was personal reasons. But was that a shell shock by that? Did that come out of the blue a bit?
Yeah, because I gave him a 3-year contract in the summer. I just wish he'd have told me then. We're all disappointed and frustrated. But as you say, it is personal reasons, and it's who's to me to say to speak about Ben's personal life.
And are you expecting much other business in the next 24 hours? Is it difficult for you to say at this point?
Difficult, yeah, difficult. Probably a few outs after that performance.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.